Maseches Chala, Perek Beis Mishneh Hei. Hamafrish Chaloso Kemach Eino Chala. If a person takes off the Chala amount while he's still dealing with flour, he has not yet kneaded it, Eino Chala. That does not qualify as Chala. We're supposed to take off Reshis Arisosechem, the first of your doughs. So it needs to be made into dough first. And if you did it while it was still flour and you separated a portion, that portion is not considered to be chala. V'gazel biyad kohen. And if you've given it already to the kohen, and the kohen refuses to give it back, it's considered to be gezel, because that is really not in any way chala and not the portion of the kohen. Ha'isa atzma chayeves b'chala. The isa itself, in other words, in this case, the flour that remained, once you mix the flour that remained with water, it would be chayev and chala, because there wasn't a chala portion taken off, because that which was taken off when it was flour didn't count. V'hakemach, and even the portion that you gave to the kohen, im yesh bo kashir, if that portion wasn't a little bit of flour, but was actually 1 1/4 kabin, if that was a piece itself, if that was not a piece really, if that was an amount of flour that itself would be chayev in chala, then when that gets mixed with water, chayev es bachala. Va'asura lazarim divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says that despite this, even though the little bit of flour or the whatever flour you took off and gave to the kohen is actually not chala and not kodesh, it cannot be eaten by a non-Kohen anymore, because people might have seen it separated, not understood the halacha, and thought that this challah portion can be eaten by a non-Kohen. So you kind of get the worst of both worlds. In essence, it's not really challah, and yet it can't be eaten by a non-Kohen. It has to be given back to the original owner, who can't eat it, but can sell it to another Kohen. Amrulo ma'aseh ukefasha zaken zar. They said to Rabbi Yehoshua, but there was a case where a learned rabbi, a zaken zar, a learned rabbi who was a non-Kohen, did this, forcibly took back the portion that was given to the Kohen in flour and ate it. Amr lahem afu kilkela atzmo v'tikein la'achirim. Yes, he did eat it, but he caused harm to himself. In other words, he did the wrong thing by eating it. V'tikein la'achirim, he actually helped some other people, because since he made this mistake, he cleared people in the future who would make the very same mistake and eat this. Even though, again, the halacha is that you're not supposed to eat it. It's not really holy, but a non-Kohen is not supposed to eat it. Since this great rabbi did this, he sort of cleared the way for those who don't know the halacha and make that mistake in the future. The sixth Mishnah says, Chameshes Revoim Kemach Chayovim Bachala. We again return to this amount. This is the official source, that 1 1/5 kabin is the amount that is Chayev and Chala. That number is learned by the rabbis from the fact that it says, Reshit Arisotechem, the first of your doughs. What doughs did the Jews have when they received this law? They were in the desert. The only thing they had was the omer that they received for the mun. So the rabbis understand that it's that very same measurement, an omer which kicks in the chiyav of, which triggers the chiyav of challah. Heim useoran vesuban umursanan. Chameshet revain chayavim. The flour, the coarse bran and the fine bran, and the sourdough that's put in, all of that counts towards the five rivaim, the 5 quarters, or the 1 1/4 kabin measurement. It's not just the fine flour that counts towards that. It's everything that goes normally into the dough. Nital mursanan mitochan. However, if you took out the coarse bran, v'chazar l'tochan, and then you put it back in, harei elu piturim. That cannot count towards the 5 Rivaim measurement. If you didn't bother to take out all of the bran and you didn't sift it well, that's the way some people eat their bread, especially poor people. But once the bran has already been removed, if it's placed back in to try to get to the correct shear, well, that won't work, because that's not a way that people make a loaf. They don't add bran back in at the end, and therefore, once removed, once separated, the bran can't count towards the amount needed for the measurement.